This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. What they see is what they'll be. This is the motto of 100 Black Men of America, an organization formed in New York City in 1963. The organization's goal is to provide disenfranchised and low-income young men, and now young ladies, the opportunity to consider paths to success available to them through mentorship.
The impetus was to develop something that could help inspire and develop young people. It was composed of a number of business owners and industry leaders. The once mayor of New York, David Dinkins, was one. Actually, Jackie Robinson was another one. And there were several others. And they just came together and thought that, dude, we have a lot of underserved youngsters who are, in some cases, never really leave the community, never know that there's a better way. They go to school, they go home. They go to the gym, they go home. They thought they could introduce them to some new things, which they then organized and began the journey.
That's David Cheek, the president of the Coastal Carolina chapter of 100 Black Men. This journey began 55 years ago in New York, and the Coastal Carolina chapter was created 10 years ago. David and Nick Rhodes were among the Coastal Carolina chapter founders. Here's Nick.
A lot of the young men don't know what success looks like, and they don't have positive role models in their lives. If you ask them what they would like to be when they grew up, almost to a person, they'll say, I want to be an athlete. I want to be in the NFL. I want to be in the NBA. So we try to show the young men and now women that there's success outside of athletics. And most of the successful people are not athletes.
Mentorship is delivered through trips to colleges and universities, a bi-monthly Saturday academy, local speakers, and the highlight of each year is taking students to the 100 Black Men National Convention.
They participate in the convention. They work out in groups and they have presentations to make. It's great exposure for them. And the thing I like about it is that they don't just go and sit. They kind of run the convention themselves. And so that gives the students a real, really good experience and interacting with other students from all over the world.
And part of what we do with them prior to going, we kind of give them the lead. In particular, in our Saturday Academy, we want them to actually lead that program. So they actually have jobs and function as the lead instructor, deal with the agenda, work the floor, run little committees, talk about different things, go do some research and come back and share it with the rest of the crew. And when they go to the convention, they're responsible for another big piece, and they have to then work with others from other areas of the 100, other students.
This Saturday, the Coastal Carolina chapter of 100 Black Men holds an awards and recognition breakfast for 5 student mentees who just graduated high school and 20 students just beginning high school.
We have been working at this since 2008, and we are not as widely known in the community that we would like. So we want to have a celebration, let the community know what we're doing, and they can become a part of it if they like. And just see our youngsters and what they have done, because we are very proud of them, and I'm sure the community will be likely as proud once they see what they've done. If you attend, we'd like to have you contribute to the organization if you desire, but there's no charge to attend the breakfast.
That's Nick Rhodes and David Cheek from the Coastal Carolina chapter of 100 Black Men of America. The breakfast is at the Shell Island Resort in Wrightsville Beach this Saturday, July 14th at 9 a.m. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.